Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
Mad at their phone?
Magical the phone is.
I've never been mad at my phone.
What are you talking about? When it's not working?
No, my phone always
works.
When
you don't get Wi-Fi?
That's Wi-Fi problems. Like, damn, we don't have service. Or whatever. You get mad at that?
How you feel is how you feel.
Gosh, this generation is cooked. All right, let's go to Cam Inman. Cam Inman, River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? I'm surprised Cam Inman didn't want to go in a new direction after hearing from Edward saying that they need to go in a new direction with the head coach. But Cam, we're not going to start there. 49ers Insider for the Bay Area News Group. New book out. I started to dive in yesterday. The franchise, a curated history of the 49ers. Cam, good morning to you, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. My landline is working wonderfully, so I'm not mad at my phone. I think I have the last landline in the Bay Area, just for you guys.
I canceled mine, Cam, and I'll tell you why. Because my wife said to me, I go, well, what if happens if there's an earthquake or there's a natural disaster? Yeah. She goes, Joe, the phone is electric, and it would have to be charged. And I go, actually, you make a good point. I guess if the electricity's out, then the phone won't work anyway.
Now listen, you got to get one of the old phones and just know how to tap into the phone line. Have that in the garage ready to go, just in case.
Look at you. That's really smart.
That's a seasoned veteran right there. That's Cam Inman right there.
Dial.
Come on now. Come on. All right. Let's get to the business here. Niners are 2-3. Disastrous loss against the Arizona Cardinals, but if they win tomorrow, they'll be tied for first place in the NFC West, and they'll be able to stabilize and calm the waters a little bit here. So, who's in? Who's out? Let's start with the offense here. How did Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, Brock, how did they all look yesterday in their little walkthrough Levi Stadium yesterday?
It is a little walkthrough. We only get to see about 5 minutes of it, but they were all moving around fine, right? So Kittle's got that bounce in his step because he loves playing in Seattle.
Yep.
And Fred's got that fierce, I'm going to kill people look in his eyes because they've lost 3 of the last 4. So they look good. The guys that don't look so good, Talanoa Hufanga, he's got a torn ligament in his wrist, so he's probably going to miss at least another month. The guy only played about not even a game and a half so far this year coming off his ACL. So that's bad news because they have safety issues. And then you obviously have to get a new kicker in place of Jake Moody, who was in a boot yesterday at practice. And so they brought in Matthew Wright, who escaped Tampa right before the Hurricanes come in. So he packed up and won the audition Monday to kick for the Niners Sunday in Seattle, or tomorrow night in Seattle. So I mean, Moody and Hufanga were their biggest injury issues, but then Charvarius Ward snuck up on the injury list the other day, and it said knee, and so everybody's like, oh, that's not good. But it's a knee bruise, and so that's better than like a sprain or any ligament issues, right? And just talking to Mooney yesterday at his locker, this is the matchup he loves more than any all season when he gets to go against DK Metcalf. And it for Mooney and kind of the Niners, it's a great redemption opportunity to kind of overcome their early season slump and do it on a big stage.
You know, Mooney Ward, you mentioned that, going up against DK Metcalf. He's had his days against him, the hat and t-shirt game a couple years ago when Brock Purdy played with broken ribs. Last year, Thanksgiving night, when the Niners went up there and handled their business. But he has not been moving well. That Rams game, they ran an out and up on him. He just fell to the turf, left the game. He came back, and the Rams started challenging him deep. How did he move last week, in your opinion, against the Arizona Cardinals, Mooney Ward? Because that's a big deal when you got DK Metcalf, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who's coming on in his second year, Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was that one play, like down, I think it was on the Cardinals go-ahead drive or whatever, where he got beat deep on down the sideline, but Kyler Murray overthrew him. So that didn't look good. So it's like, it does make you wonder what is going on. And, you know, he's had a lot of health issues over the last couple of years, but I will tell you, he's battled through a lot of injuries that people that don't get reported because they're not major, but they could be major to him. So you just wonder about the health of it. But, you know, he's playing for a contract. Diamandouros Lenore is playing for a contract. There's a lot of business that's kind of just revolving around this team ever since the spring, right? And you would just wonder how that's weighing in their head. So, but hey, it's now's the time you got to put up. And he knows it. I will say, like, first thing I said to him yesterday, I go, look, I know your confidence isn't shaken. And he's like, yep, you know me. I'm good. I'm ready to go. So, I mean, he knows he's not playing up to the level he needs to, but there's still a lot of football and chances that are coming.
Cam, each week feels so diverse in the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a total separate entity from the week that we saw prior. And then each season is just so different, right? How, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. You've been covering this team and this core guys for a long time. What's different about this year's team versus maybe years prior? Because we know they've had some stumbles at the beginning of seasons and they've dug some holes. But what's different about this year as opposed to years in the past?
I was thinking about this today because on offense, they got everything in place, right? You have a healthy quarterback, healthy Trent Williams. The offensive line's intact. You can debate how good they are or bad. It doesn't really matter. You're obviously missing Christian McCaffrey, so that's a big difference. But look, they were missing him 2-3 years ago, right? To me, I think the big difference is defense. And I think they're in the middle of a rebuild that we don't realize. I mean, they have Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. But what is going on with this defense? There's a lot of new parts there. You got a new defensive coordinator. So everybody's scrutinizing the defense now that has not held a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter in two of their last three games. And to me, that is a big issue that kind of gets swept under the rug because there's so much star power on this team that they're in the midst of this, we're kind of transitioning on defense, but they're not playing a ton of young guys because there's a bunch of free agent pickups, especially on the defensive line, that are not impacting the game the way they should. And then at linebacker, Devondre Campbell is impacting it negatively. And then just in the secondary, there's been too much miscommunication. So as much as we can harp on, obviously the offense is not the same without McCaffrey, and you see it in the red zone. To me, the defense has always been what's driven this engine. And the defense has not come calling yet, outside of Fred Warner. Fred Warner's been just balling all season. And that's why when he had an ankle injury a couple weeks ago, everybody was freaking out for good reason. But Bosa's got to get to the quarterback more. I mean, it was fabulous interception last Sunday. But he's got to make more plays, and everybody's got to make more plays around him. I mean, that was the whole thing. If you're playing next to Nick Bosa on that defensive line, you should have one-on-one opportunities and win them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
It just doesn't seem like they are. And you referenced some of the veterans. I mean, what is it with some of these young guys? Because like when Pooney gets in, I mean, obviously Pooney's very good. He's better than what they have. And he's playing really well. I think he is. At least my eyeballs are telling me. But like Renardo Green only gets one snap on Sunday. You drafted him and I thought he'd be a factor. Obviously the two wide receivers, Cowing got dinged up. He's more of a returner right now. Right. Haven't seen Pearsall at all. But like Bethune and Jalen Graham, who they brought back, you're not seeing the young linebackers play. Okawanu, horrible penalty, but you don't see him a whole lot out there. Is it as simple as just playing the youngsters and just living and dying to Mustafa in the secondary? Mm-hmm. Is it just as simple as playing the youngsters and living and dying with their development?
That's part of it. That's the growing pains, right? Especially with Mustafa, because the guy's made some really tremendous flash plays, but he's also missed some glaring plays, whether it's a missed tackle or dropped interception. So going into Seattle, I mean, that to me is what I'm kind of most concerned about, is if I'm Geno Smith and I've thrown for more passing yards and attempted more pass than anybody in the NFL, I'm going deep on these Niners. I mean, they've given up the deep ball a couple times already this year, and to me, I want to see how vulnerable that secondary is, because you have some very young safeties. And the cornerback suspect, I would say, is fair. And then if that doesn't work, you could always go underneath and figure out whoever my guess is they benched Devondre Campbell and have D. Winters play a lot more next to Fred Warner. That's what they should have done going into the year and given D. Winters his growing pains opportunity, because Fred could cover for some of that until Dre Greenlaw gets back. But, I mean, that to me is the – I mean, offensively, though, that's a veteran side. I mean, that is they've got no excuse not to go in there tomorrow night and put up 30 points on the Seahawks. And that's – listen – that's a lot of points to put up in that building, but there's a lot of talk. Is this a must-win game? It's not a must-win game. It's a big win game. They won big in that 2019 game to win the number one seed.
Yep.
They won big three years ago to clinch the division with four games ago. They won big last year on Thanksgiving. It's a big win game because you don't want to go 0-3 in the division, even though they did in 2021. But that was their fast track not to winning the division. So.
That's a good point. Cam Emmett here on the River Islands guest line, 49ers insider for the Bay Area News Group. We're kicking this around because there's a lot of talk about, obviously, the safety position and the defensive coordinator, Nick Sorensen. There was so much made about Steve Wilks, and the defense looks even more predictable. And to your point, they are giving up the explosive deep down the field. But I want to know, what is Brandon Staley's role right now? Because that's an intriguing name to me moving forward here. If the defense can't rectify itself, what does Brandon Staley do? What's his role? Because a lot of fans have been asking us about Brandon Staley.
It was a vague role when he first came aboard in the spring, right? They didn't want to pigeonhole in anything, and it almost made it seem like he was going to be a consultant for anybody on staff as like an assistant head coach. But then the practices came about, and we saw him working a lot with the secondary, the defensive backs. And that's kind of where Nick Sorensen and Steve Wilks worked last year, right? But now Sorensen's the defensive coordinator, so now you need somebody in the back end helping Daniel Bullock, who's a really good safeties coach. But the defensive backs are not performing. They don't have one interception through five games. They need to make plays on the ball. They're not doing it. Does that fall on Staley? Not necessarily, because a lot of those guys talk about how Staley has taught them some new techniques and some new mindsets to have. So maybe that's just part of the rebuild transition that's going through. But by just invoking his name, everybody knows this guy's a former NFL head coach, and it kind of seemed he was brought along as insurance or to help out Nick Sorensen in his first year as coordinator. So when the Saleh news dropped yesterday, everybody's like, well, hey, let's just switch him out, get him back as a defensive coordinator. It doesn't work like that. Saleh doesn't need to come back to the NFL this year. He's got a lot of millions of reasons not to. And so that's why, but it doesn't mean Nick Sorensen's safe, and it doesn't mean Brandon Staley's the next man up. It's just something to watch and see how they develop because, you know, Saleh and then D'Amico Ryans, they each took their lumps in their first few games as DC, and then things started clicking. What it really is the players got to play better and you got to hold those leads.
I'm with you. Yeah, players got to hold themselves accountable.
Why is there a lack of accountability for some of these guys? Like it does feel like there's. I'm not going to go over the top. And say it's a full culture of throwing coaches under the bus, but it just. I don't hear enough like what Brock says, like, I got to be better. Brock said that the other day. And I know that can get cliche as well, but I'm just saying that it feels like there's a culture of we criticize scheme so much. And it just kind of does bug me. There's a little accountability.
Yeah, well, what do you want? Like, do you want accountability from, like, coaches getting fired like the Jets just did? That's just not Kyle Shanahan's style. And
I meant from the players.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some of it. I mean, but it's like, which players are you going to get after? Like, some of these guys are new in their roles, and they know they should be performing better, especially if there's so many missed tackles on defense.
Oh, my gosh.
On offense, it just seems like every week it's kind of rotated. Okay, last week, Brandon Ayuk showed up, right? Jawan Jennings had a big game. Debo had a pretty good one in week two. But you got to get all those guys on the same page. Mason's done remarkably well. And then at the worst moment of his career, he fumbles on first and goal at the 8-yard line. And to me, that's going to be an issue tomorrow, too. And by the way, I mean, you want to talk about accountability. It's like Jordan Mason's a guy that doesn't really enjoy talking to the media. Sure. And it's not a Marshawn Lynch thing where he hates the media or he despises it. He's not comfortable with it. Like, I've talked to him at his locker. It's nice. But, you know, after that game, you got to stay at your locker. You do have to have accountability to discuss the fumble. When reporters get in there yesterday, I want to see him at his locker ready to talk about it. This is a premier NFL running back right now, and that's where I think you're right on some of the accountability. But at the same time, you know, is he being coached up to go over that? I don't know, right? So,
what was J.P. Mason like before he got elevated into this role with Chris McCaffrey being out? Because obviously some fans, I remember the game you mentioned, the hat and t-shirt game when they won a division title and Purdy had the broken ribs. Mason had some great runs down the stretch to seal the game, and he showed his ability there. Was he always like this, kind of a quiet guy, kind of away from the media, not at his locker?
Yeah, he's a quiet guy. He was the closer, remember? They would bring him in because he's got this physical style, and that, you know, he hadn't lost a fumble up until the last one he had on Sunday. But he was not a guy that goes looking for the limelight. He's not one of these guys that are shooting basketballs in the locker room. He's pretty quiet at his locker, and that's fine. There's nothing against that. And he's not rude. He's not a very talkative guy. I mean, Brandon Ayuk's not the most talkative guy either. Neither is Debo. And so I don't hold that against some people because everybody has different personalities. But I think there's a certain time when you do need to talk. And when this is your number one running back, this is – let's portray him in the light of this is a budding star and see how he's doing on a weekly basis.
It feels like ever since that Monday night game where he got asked right after the game on the field about, you know, when did you know you were going to start? I don't know. It just feels like he kind of got talked to behind the scenes. That's my interpretation. And
Maybe, but the other thing is it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what he's saying. It's a matter of how he's running the ball. And this guy is running the ball so darn well. Like, I did ask him this a few weeks ago, and I said, look, do you have better vision this year? Because we're just seeing him. Like, we see these lanes open up, and he darts through them rather than just plow up the middle like we thought he would be, like what kind of running back he was. And he goes, nope, it's the kind of vision I've always had. And the difference is they're just calling a different style of plays for him. because he's your number one running back now. So they got to run. He's got to run the offense and not just run the closer plays. And so he's confident he can do all of it, and it's looking like he can.
What ended up happening with Juwan Jennings? He went down in the middle of the game, like in the huddle, very oddly, and he kept grabbing his arm, hand, wrist, finger. What's going on with Juwan?
I don't know, because it was never even reported that he had a hand injury, and he's not on the injury report this week. But did you see the catch he made, like out of bounds, like near the pylon, where like he had another guy draped all over, and he made another catch just reaching again? This guy is like, I would just throw to him every frickin' time, because we know he's got this contact courage, but he makes some incredible catches, and I will tell you, that rubs off on the quarterback, and that's why he trusts him. And Purdy tries, there's just been this, like the last few years, they forced the ball to Debo so much, and I understand you get the ball to him in space and he can run through guys, but he's not doing it. And it's like, then get the ball to Juwan Jennings, and I want to see more Juwan Jennings.
Before we let you go, Cam, I got to ask this one, because you've been a beat writer for a long, long time. You've done some great interviews. You've earned respect. You have credibility here. Last week, I guess there was a big fuss about the NFLPA and reporters being in the locker room or whatnot, not being in the locker room. Players want space. What did you make of all that?
I made it out like the NFL Players Union wants to use the media as pawns when it comes down to the 18-game schedule debate that's going to be upcoming. So the NFLPA says we don't want the media in the locker room. The NFL says they need to be in there. It's in all your contracts. You have to talk to them. The 49ers are handling it as if it's status quo. They're allowing us in the locker rooms. Players have always had the option to go outside the locker room to conduct an interview. I mean, it doesn't really look good if you think you're a prima donna and say, nah, we're taking this outside, right?
Right.
And these teams are allowed to designate two players per week where they only have to talk once a week. So that's your quarterback and maybe, I don't know, Bosa or Warner, right? And then we can talk to each of these guys every day. So if they want to play this game, you can have the media saying, all right, I'd like to talk to Debo Samuel today. Pull him out of the locker room. And you could do that to 50 guys. And you can do that multiple days. You got to find a common balance. And I just feel like the NFL Players Union is trying to, it doesn't seem fair. And mind you, nobody's going to like feel sorry for the media. But the problem is, we are the conduit between the players and the fans. We want to find the stories. We want to explain the why and the how of things happened. And we saw during Zoom in 2020 of how bad the interviews are. Everybody gets the same canned response. You don't get any great insight out of it. By being in the locker room, and you have if you have players' trust, and you can talk to them one-on-one, and you can kind of glean really cool insights that you may not know, or have them more relaxed to explain why they want J.P. Mason to keep, you know, churning for extra yards and running through guys' faces. You get way more colorful quotes that way. And it enhances everybody's brand. And it's just, to me, it's ludicrous if they really want to, like, kick the media. Dude, we're only in there for 45 minutes. Okay, baseball clubhouses, you're in there for, like, what, an hour before the game, and you're in there an hour after the game, and you're going, everybody stands around very awkwardly waiting for guys. In football locker room, game's over, you're banging locker to locker, getting guys as fast as you can. Next thing you know, locker room's gone. Everybody's out of there in 15 minutes.
That's a good point.
And we are not lingering around there and waiting for guys. It's if you see a guy, you go get your story. And I think the 49ers recognize that and understand it. And the 49ers PR staff has worked well with the media on that. Curtis Robinson is their players rep, and he told our PFWA president, Matt Maiocco, like, things are status quo. But at the same time, we do respect the fact that this is their, it's a private space, right? We shouldn't be like running our video cameras around, showing what's in guys' lockers. You got to watch why guys are getting dressed. That's all very respectful and professional. And that's how we need to be. And part of journalism is you have people are coming in that are content creators that don't know the journalism guidelines or how to be professional in a media setting. And so I think it's a good reminder to everybody to say, hey, tighten up that iPhone. Don't be zooming out, so I don't want to see you guys getting dressed in the background.
Yeah, that's a good point there. Very good insight there, Cam. And thanks for always coming on with us. Safe travels up to Seattle. Again, get his book right now, The Franchise, A Curated History of the 49ers, 49ers Insider. For the Bay Area News Group, longtime writer for the Bay Area News Group, Cam Emmett here on the River Islands Guest Line. Thanks for the time,
good
Cam.
Good stuff, Cam.
All right, thanks, Bonte. Thanks, Shasky. You guys have a good time.
You too, buddy.
You too, Cam Emmett, man. That was a great
landline sounded
there.
Great.
Yeah, that landline did sound great.
Crystal clear.
Cam Emmett there breaking down what's going on. And I do believe that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.